pretty sure the Melbourne Cup is one of the biggest horse races in the world, just after the Dubai World Cup. Godolphin, Dubai-based stable, have four horses in the race.
Yep.
And have we won?
Yeah. The Melbourne Cup has been won by Cross Counter, G1 Melbourne Cup.
Which is Godolphin?
Godolphin.
That is another win for the country. Well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I think they're English as well, though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that under the Godolphin stable, though?
Yes,
I think
it's
so,
Godolphin,
yeah.
Okay.
But it's English. Oh, this is brilliant.
There we go. Look at him just trying to take it away
Don't
from the
take
UAE.
It away
no,
from the UAE.
I'm just saying I've got double joy because it's England and it's the UAE.
No, good on you. Well done. That is amazing win for Godolphin. That is 18 million dirhams roughly on that race.
And it's been it's been about nearly 20 years that Godolphin has been trying to get that Melbourne Cup.
Good
win,
on him. So one of the big wins in the horse racing world, should we say. We'll follow up on that very soon. He's like a horse. There's no comparison.
Like a stallion.
A stallion.
He's like a stallion.
I don't know how to take that.
I was really trying to save
Thank
it.
Thank you.
If you're going to be compared to an animal, a horse is a good one. Let me tell you that. Anthony Tuma is in studio. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Lebanese-French. Lebanese. What did you do?
Get rid of the French.
What did you... You were on... Is it French Idol? What was which
one? No, it was The Voice France.
And what did you come in at?
Semi-finals.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. In France, all of the whole France in French. France.
What is wrong French?
All of the whole French in France.
The whole of the whole French.
The whole of the whole
what?
French.
He got the semi-finals.
Lebanese men.
Did you say you were Lebanese?
I was this close to getting to the finals, actually. I lost by 0.6 points.
No.
Yeah, but let's talk about getting to the finals, Dancing with the Stars.
I won Dancing
you
with
won
the Stars.
You won that one.
You're in Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, Dancing with the Middle East.
That's amazing.
I won that one.
You won it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my revenge for The Voice.
Who else was on there?
Lots of people.
Well, you were dancing alongside Chloe Hourani. That was your
true.
Partner, right?
Who was your That's partner, true. Chloe?
Yeah, Chloe Hourani.
Did you know how to dance before doing Dancing with the Stars?
No, just at the parties. Just left and right just kind
so
of thing.
So you had to do like tango and waltz and like all that stuff.
Samba,
That's
tango,
so good.
Waltz.
We all saw Anthony came to my daughter's birthday party, Kiki's birthday party. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
And you bought her you and your girl bought her a scooter. She loves it. She hasn't got off
it
yet.
Yeah, I was worried about the color. I was like, I don't know if she's going to like the color.
I don't know what color it was. I haven't seen it.
It was black and red.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth. I haven't built it yet, okay?
So why are you saying she's loving it? Why are you lying to Anthony
I wanted to make
for?
Him feel good. But she is really excited. Hey, and every day since the party, she's asked me, Daddy, can you build the scooter? I said, yes, just hold on.
It's
I haven't done it
yet. It's just one screw, Chris.
I know. I'm busy, mate. I'm busy.
Dad's here at the moment. Your dad can do it.
Dad, if you're listening, my dad's at my house right now. Dad, can you build the scooter that Anthony Tuma, please, got for Kiki?
Yeah. No, I was going to say that was the first gift that she opened, and there was a lot of joy.
Are you also saying that just to make me feel good?
No, I'm really not. No. I'm saying it because I didn't get that many, like, oohs and ahs when she opened my gift. So
it was still good. You were here. You're here for many reasons. One of the reasons, though, you're here for the Aloft Hotels. We're doing a huge competition, basically trying to find new talent across the UAE.
That's true. Yeah,
and you're one of the mentors.
Yeah, I gave a mentoring session a couple of days ago,
right.
And I'm going to be performing at the finals tonight. Actually,
that's amazing, man.
Yeah.
The finals down in Deira at the Aloft Hotels tonight.
Check it out if you get the opportunity. One of the biggest songs that we played from you recently was "Over You," and I play a little bit of it right now. Every now and then I think about us. Such a good voice, man.
I wonder if you ever think about us. But I don't think you give a damn. I can see it on your Instagram. I guess I don't believe it's really over.
We got so many requests for this song, and we're pleasured right now because in the studio, Anthony Tuma is going to do a live rendition
Amazing.
Of "Over You." Are we ready to do this?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Mara, our other intern, is in the studio. Hi, Mara. You like a little,
you okay?
She's awkward because last time she met you, she said that she put her hands together like this.
To say you're really good.
You're really good, and she feels very embarrassed that she's done this.
Why? It's cute. Yeah, Thank you.
Mara, she's blushing now. Mara's nearly walking out of the studio.
You got to do your job here.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, in studio is Lebanese. I'm so proud of this guy. I want you to follow him on the gram, and I'll give you all that very soon. But this is Anthony Tuma live in the Virgin Radio Studios with "Over You."
That was a cool transition, with the guitar.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. That well.
Every now and then I think about us. I wonder if you ever think about us. But I don't think you give a damn. I can see it on your Instagram. I guess I don't believe it's really over. The pain is even harder when I'm sober. I wish I didn't give a damn when I see you with another man. Every time you hear this on the radio, I want you to know it's meant for you. Everyone you know will sing this song I wrote about the way you broke my heart in two. Yeah. They be singing do 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 over you, oh, oh, over you, over you, oh, oh, over. Every time you hear this on the radio, I want you to know it's meant for you. Everyone you know will sing this song I wrote about the way you broke my heart in two. One last time, they be singing. I am singing. Everybody singing. Yeah, the bassy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's so good. Anthony Tuma in studio, more with the man.
Yeah.
Next, all right? Hang out with us.